Pasuk says at the end of Parshas Kisisa that the land got extended, and for that reason, we came up to Yerushalayim three times a year. And Rashi explains that it used to be everyone lived pretty close. You know, it'd be like imagine, like living in the old city. Everyone lived close to to the Makom HaKodesh. But as the land got larger, people would live further and further away, and times were obviously much more difficult to travel back then as it is now. And you would never make it to Yerushalayim. You would never make it to the Beis HaMikdash. And for that reason, three times a year, we made it that you would come to the Beis HaMikdash so that you would visit Hashem. That it would be that you'd really be able to have that opportunity and that experience. And I think that although it's not really true nowadays, as it's even during COVID, you can still, for those living in Eretz Yisrael, you can get to Yerushalayim, you can get to the Kotel. However, I think a lot of times we just fall prey to, it's inconvenient, it's difficult, it's hard, it's, sometimes when you have children, you're like, it's annoying pushing strollers, and we end up not having that. And I think this Rashi is a good reminder, and a lot of people who come to visit, hopefully very soon, everyone will be able to visit again. And for those that live here, they take that very seriously, that definitely Pesach and Sukkot, for those who live outside of Yerushalayim, they come into Yerushalayim and they come to the Kotel, and they realize that it is a Makom HaKadosh. It's a place that is just of much higher level of Kedusha than other places. And a few weeks ago, we hadn't been there in a long time, and as a family, we went there, and it was very emotional. It was really very emotional for me and my kids when we got there, and when I went with my children to get as close as possible, and just looking around, and it just dawned upon me the pain that we were feeling, but the pain people must have felt who we went on Rosh Chodesh Adar, and the people who had not been able to go for months, who had every Rosh Chodesh for 50 years, they hadn't missed one Rosh Chodesh at the Kotel, and then with the situation that came, how much pain it must have caused them that they weren't able to. And I think it has to remind us again to this Rashi to understand that, Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh, and everywhere within Yerushalayim getting closer and closer to the Makom HaMikdash, and that's the place that we want to be, and that's the place that we want to feel the highest and highest of heights, and to never forget them, to never forget that is the Makom that we want to get to, and to take the chizik from people who, the second they get off the airplane, they come to visit, they rush to the Kotel, and they'll spend as much time as possible, because that's what we're yearning for, and we're yearning for even more, we're yearning for the ultimate Geula and for the Beis HaMikdash, and hopefully it'll be more than three times. It won't only be three times a year. It'll be as often as humanly possible. Have a wonderful Shabbos.